Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Sean from Less EMF. Now, if you go to our shop site, you'll see, if you go to NutriMedical.com, you'll see Home and then Shop Products. Hit the Shop Products button first. So Shop Products, and you scroll down, and you have to scroll down quickly, and then when you hit the Shop Products button, you're going to scroll down to see Less EMF. You'll see a couple of things there. Some of these we actually just refer the order on directly for Less EMF to fulfill. At least for now, I've got a couple of these packages here, but we're going to probably have you fulfilling them. The first is we have building materials, little blocks, let's say a bank of smart meters. We have the clothing materials link. We have a link directly to the whole website. And we have also the kit that you can actually use to actually scan your home or business to find electropollution. Besides the electrotoxins, electropollution technology, and I want to explain the good side of this. It shows you why we're creating a toxic world and environment that's jamming our DNA and our cellular communication. There's four reasons why we're getting colony collapse disorder. The first is actually electrotoxins, I call them. I like to not say electrosmog, I call electrotoxins. And the way the bees navigate, they use a magnetite in their little bee brain, along with the position of the sun, to make a little figure of eight and dance that tells the other bees where the hive is and where the honey is. If they can't see the what's called the torsion field of the magnetosphere of the earth, they can't navigate, so they don't get back to the hive, and they get what I call Beeheimer's disease. Do you like that? That's a Deagleism, Beeheimer's.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Now, there are other things that can influence, like neonicotinoid pesticides, toxic diesel fuel gas, if you're taking the hives across the country to pollinate somewhere, which we often do in America. But the primary reason why the bees are basically getting Beeheimer's disease and their colonies are dying is because we've hit them with electropollution. Now, if you actually go to Dr. Klinghart and other scientists that research this and take a biopsy of someone, it's either skin or any other tissue, 100% of people are being exposed to electrotoxins. Now, I'm going to talk about the positive side of this. I want to explain how this works. Electrotoxins are not neutral. Dr. Sam Milham's been on the show, and I'm trying to get him. He's a very busy guy. He can come up with his oscilloscopes and tell you whether electropollution is coming through your water pipes or through your electrical lines because the power companies dump electrotoxins back into the ground. So grounding, like the natives used to do, is a bad idea, right?
Yeah, a little
so,
bit.
So what I want people to understand is you don't do grounding anymore. Not so that you're in a radio zero area. There's an area, I think, of West Virginia that's actually radio zero because we have these radio telescopes there trying to listen to deep space. Or if you go to a deep space telescope area like in South Africa in the Transvaal, right? They got a lot of deep space telescopes there, the radio telescopes. Now, the way your cells work, and this is something that's very profound, so if you're listening, take notes, because this is the special and general theory of biorelativity for all biological systems, whether it's on planet Earth or in deep space, 100,000 light years from here. All life forms require a photon maser transmitter, which is water, of biological signals and information, and even through proteins, they can create reverse transcriptase for proteins like prions that can actually make messenger RNA and DNA and actually can invade and infect your cells and actually change your DNA to cause a prion disease like spongiform encephalopathy. Now, the way your cells work is that at the end of every chromosome, there's a little antenna hanging off there, and we actually are working on creating a new formula that's going to be more powerful than TA-65. It's about $600 a bottle to buy a TA-65, and it's proven to lengthen your telomeres. We already have several formulas that will do that very powerfully, our Anti-Age Max and our Cell Defense Plus. But we're working on a mineral side of that formula that's going to contain the transuranic minerals of platinum, etc., and a special liposomal enzymatic envelope, which is the same we use for indium me, which is our chaperone to bring minerals into your nucleoplasm. Now, I'll explain this. If you look at the 18 longest-lived populations on the Earth, they all have, 17 of them have glacial milk from basically granite mountains where the water flows down the side of the mountain. And the milk contains all kinds of minerals, not just regular ones, but trace element minerals. And they're in a form where the fixing fungi, whatever you want to call it, bacteria, fix them in an organic matrix. So when you drink it, they go into your cells, and they don't just go into the cytoplasm. They're transported actively into the nucleoplasm when the telomere tells the little antenna, sends a signal to the cell membrane, I need some zinc, or I need selenium. And then the active transport channel says, okay, I'll send you some. You know, it's almost like... Let's put it this way. This is the way Amazon should work, although I'm sure that they're a little stressed because they're doing growing pains. That's why a lot of their employees aren't happy. Well, your cells have worked this out billions of years ago. And when the minerals come in, they tell the DNA and the mechanism there to release microRNAs and exosomes that actually unveil the specific protein segment DNA to create messenger RNA signalers that are then actively transported out of the nucleoplasm, these little spheroids in your cell, and they go to the smooth and rough endoplasmic reticulum to make structural proteins and enzymes. Life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels. Period. That's it. We can add a lot of other stuff to it. I'm the first to actually formulate that specific thing, although I stand on the shoulders of lots of scientists like Dr. Nesterov in Russia, Dr. Zhu in China, Maxwell Planck, Einstein, Linus Pauling, etc., who worked in resonant frequency therapy and chemistry, stereochemistry. I had a PhD in chemistry and marine oceanography and bacteriology. And I didn't write the thesis, but I finished it by five months at 21 by sleeping on the lab floor. So I know a lot of stuff, more than you can imagine. I presented my first theory on photon maser cytogenetics 36 years ago, and I was told by Dr. Rollins it would take me 50 years to get credit and for it to change the course of history. Well, I presented my lecture a little early in December, and I presented it to thousands of doctors, and this, when it's fully implemented, which will take a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of doctors in order for it to be fully implemented in clinics around the world, this will end disease, and it will end aging. That's pretty significant, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah. I have other technologies. It's an orchestra. So we have our red deer velvet, which is the actual building blocks that are in the placenta. The only time when you don't age is when you're in fetal life. And so I've worked out, teased out the specific factors and how to do it. Your utero is 1.2 atmospheres, which is almost the same as a 1.3 atmosphere. Some to see grand dive or vertical grand dive chambers, or the dive, we call it, which is increased in size now because they have a better price than all the other companies. So if you go to our website, and when you go down to... We're going to put a little package together, so it shows a picture of this neat little device, which is a little mini Joyo amp and all the cables, so you can connect it to your Lumen machine. And if you consult me, I can actually send you a specific harmonic frequency. I need some history. I need some other information. I need to know your age, your sex, your blood group type, etc. I may need to do some other fancy stuff. But I can come up with a list of mineral frequencies and create a personalized harmonic resonant song to your DNA to reopen your genes and actually reactivate proteins and enzymes in the target tissues. Pretty cool, eh?
That is cool.
Now, let me explain how this would work with plants. For example, I've been doing research on this for a while, and I had a company that was supplying us with a ocean-based hypermineralization, kind of a bio, if you want to call it like a, you know, when you take a probiotic, this would be like a probiotic that's mineralizing. So if you go to Georgia or some one of these 17 countries, the 18th is Okinawa Japanese, to take coral calcium and crush it down and eat it. So they have minerals that way. 100 times more centenarians than we do, all these 18 populations. Isn't that interesting? So they have two seats in Georgia where you can't sit in these seats unless you have your clues, your marbles, number one. You know, like I heard that Billy Graham at 99 still had his marbles before he died. He wasn't demented. But you have all your marbles, and you have to be 100 to sit in these seats in Georgia in the parliament. Is that interesting?
That is.
So when we look at the population, I see some people that were presenting at the lectures in the academy, and they weren't Imagineering enough. I call this from Disney, Imagineering, that we actually have teased out now the actual constructs of why we age, why we disease, when at 80 or 90, we still have 3 to 5% stem cells that are just as healthy as a newborn. And I figured out the reasons, and I have the solution. And we're bringing some of that to you today and more in the next few months and years. So plug in and get our supplements and go to Less EMF, our link, and get this technology to protect you from pollution and start. Hi, so Sean, let's go over the components in this little package. We have, of course, all the packages and the links. If you go to shop products and you go down to Less EMF, it's really neat how you can actually find these things almost immediately. You just go down, blah, 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 down to Less EMF, and you can find it. It'll go to that link. It takes you to a special subpage for Less EMF. I love this idea that we have actually all this technology available. For example, what we can do now is we can actually tell you that, and here, let me go over here. Less EMF, we have a little boy laying there, and the picture at the top of the Less EMF site, which I think is quite funny. And, you know, to try to explain to people what's going on there. If you go to Less EMF subpage, let me pull it up here. We have the home survey kit. We have the Less EMF electrotoxin selected clothing choices. That's a subpage. We have a link to Less EMF's main website. We have the smart meter shielding kit. And the next one, I think, and you'll probably have the picture up and the prices up so we can get that posted up today, if not tomorrow, is this little kit. Now, let's go over what's in it. It's a little Joyo amp. It's all the cables you need to connect to, say, the Sonic Life machine or Lumen. We're soon going to work out which machines are or components. And one of the ones I want you to look at is, can you find a microcurrent device or figure a way of connecting our little amps from, say, an MP3 player from your iPhone or iPad or computer directly through to, say, a microcurrent device? I purchased one from Amazon trying to find it because I think what the government and the doctors have done, tried to carve it off over years, because, you know, microcurrent is actually FDA approved over 20 to 25 years ago for treating post-cardiac heart attacks, heart transplants, neurological deficits, blindness, eye regeneration. They know it increases ATP and so on, but they're using just specific frequencies, like Dr. Kondrat, who's an eye doctor in a special clinic in North Florida, and he does help a lot of people. But what I'm doing is carrying it a number of steps further. In fact, I've had communications with Dr. Kondrat and Dr. the guys over at Accutron in Phoenix. So give us an idea of now, of course, we haven't set the price yet, and it won't be very expensive. But this little device will be completely useless if you don't have a consult. You need to buy, to start with, at least one-ton consult unit, and we'll keep your card, so if it takes more time for me to develop the frequency patterns based on your history and whatever testing we do, we need to give you a customized frequency pattern you can broadcast either as a sound, as a flickering light and lumen pads that you put in the target organs, whether it's your hearing if you're going deaf, or your eyes or your kidneys. If you put the lumen pad, for example, over your kidneys, you can lower C-reactive protein up to 90% within a few weeks. So these are really powerful technologies. So, Shauna, I'm going to give you the task of giving those pictures and prices to me. And the other is to see if you can research to find out if there's a microcurrent device that can be set to one or more frequencies. It would be ideal to have more than one frequency broadcast at the same time. Like we have my MP3, which is a frequency mix. What I did is I took my AVS for U software for generating the frequencies, knowing the atomic resonance. Then I use my audio software from Adobe, and I've actually created an atomic square wave frequency mix. It's pretty dramatic. I played it yesterday, and of course I don't have my main computer here today, so they'll have to go back to yesterday's show to actually listen to that when I had on one of my guests. But what are the components in the little package? We have a Joyo amp, which just runs a couple AA batteries. You've got an audio jack. You've got a few little buses so you can connect anything, different size headphones or whatever to it if you want to broadcast it to your headphones as well. You can broadcast it as a sound. And you also can put an audio out jack so it can go, let's say, to the Sonic Life machine. And we want to have this little bus, which is a 5-point MIDI, female MIDI, to a audio jack so we can actually connect it to the Lumen Photon pad. So see if you can find a microcurrent device that we can actually put specific frequencies. I talked to Roger, the guy that's one of the main distributors for the Rife machine, which is the best one I found in America. It's called the BCX. And it has a number of frequencies you can actually put in. It has a very high tolerance. So they haven't patented their technique, but they can actually do to multiple places behind the decimal point exact frequencies, and they have a library based on the old Rife research. Well, mine is beyond Rife. I can actually tell you right to 5 to 6 places behind the decimal which atomic frequencies you need. Pretty cool, hey?
That's cool.
So what's in the package?
I mean, if we're talking about this one, we're getting...
The little Joyo amp, yeah. There's just a couple components.
Yeah, we're getting those cables and the Joyo amp. I mean, that's more or less what you're getting is the connection.
Right, it's all the connections. You get the little Joyo amp with all the connections so you can interface it. And I want people to have it. For example, if you're an electroacupuncturist like Darren Starwin in Phoenix, or you're an oriental medicine doctor that does electroacupuncture or does laser light therapy where you can make 10 million different colors, what I'm going to do is create the interface and actually give you the prescription for the specific resonant frequencies to activate your DNA to transcribe specific structural proteins and enzymes. Every disease state is a silencing of biophotons that shuts off gene complexes to transcribe and create structural proteins and enzymes. That's a pretty easy formula. It's pretty easy to prove, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, it's provable. And that explains also why the 18 populations that live 100 years, 100 times more centenarians. In America, only 1 in 3,500 people lives to be 100. In Georgia, it's 1 in 35. That's interesting, eh? So all these population centers have 100 times more centenarians than we have. Now, I'll give you a good example. Research came out this week that if you drink wine, 2 glasses of wine or beer a day, you have an 18% chance higher of living over 90 than any other population subgroup. And if you exercise 45 minutes a day, you only have an 11% increase in survival over 90. So drinking wine, which is an antioxidant, but it also, guess what? It has resveratrol that lengthens your telomere. So if you have long, and I can do the telomere test on you, I'll actually be posting that up here shortly. If you want to know what your telomere length is, if it's short, you're going to have problems. You're going to turn, you know, and the interesting thing is, some drugs we know, like Glucophage, which is a medical drug, seem to lengthen and improve what's called programmed apoptosis, and it's increased by also specific genes. Like if I do 23andMe, if you have the FOXO2 gene, you have a significantly higher chance of living to be 100. I have that gene, the FOXO2 gene, which is why I have a lot of relatives living to their 90s. And what it does, it means it gets rid of old damaged mitochondria and old damaged cells. So I call it the Trump, what was the name of his show at NBC? It was what's that?
Was it Shark Tank?
No, the show that Trump had at NBC. And you always say you're fired, you know. Well, what this does, it says to your cells that are getting old or damaged, so you don't keep 80-year-old guys in the army, you say you're fired. You can't see the target, you can't shoot, and you can't run anymore. You're fired. So that's what your body does when you look at someone's liver. If somebody has the FOXO2 gene or they're taking our nutraceuticals, their organs look decades younger than you'd expect. Interesting, eh? And we know how to amplify that. So even if you don't have the genes, we know how to bring that genetic property to your cells by amplifying programmed cell death of cells that are beyond repair. We also can repair the cells so they don't end up getting shortened telomeres. And shortened telomeres mean you're not going to have a good frequency transmission to your ion channels. So that'll be up. If you send it out to me, I'll put it up today. I'll try to find out about microcurrent devices, which ones can be adjusted or have a more than one frequency. That would really help me. We'll have it posted up, and stay right there. We will get a time for you for next week, Sean. And coming up, we have our Nutridyne chemist back in a moment. And we have Tony here, Nutridyne chemist. Tony, you usually are a very inquisitive guy. You're a very smart guy. I'd like you to, we have a lot of people calling in because we have a commercial here in Genesis that have never heard the show before, but they start to hear it again. And we've been here at Genesis now as of February 5th, 13 years, and with a little hiatus for a few months over at RBN. I'd like you to tell me what you think makes Nutridyne unique compared to regular iodine, and why it's so important in terms of our civilization right now.
So what makes Nutridyne's formula so unique is that we expose it to a high energetic electromagnetic field to separate the molecular form of iodine into its atomic form.
Right.
And it's not, linked as a salt, which you would find sodium iodide. So this form of nascent iodine is readily, used by every cell in your body.
Right.
Whereas the other one takes additional processing to be used.
Right. And in other words, your body has to convert, and a very small amount is converted by your body into which it's not just nascent, because a lot of companies say they have a nascent form, which basically is like, the biological form. But they have a form that's inferior because the diatomic state is a natural state. You have I2, two iodine molecules. It's a lower electrophilicity, you remember that from your chemistry, than fluoride, right, chloride, or bromide. And as a result, it's easily displaced by bromide, which is not as, a little higher, chloride, which is a lot higher, and then fluoride, which is millions of times more electrophilic. What that means, basically, is if you have thyroid hormone and you're exposed to fluoridated water, you're displacing iodine and you're putting fluoride in the place of it. So the first thing is, you remember Edgar Cayce. You remember the story about Edgar Cayce and what happened there?
Well, I've heard a lot of different stories about him, actually.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just summarize. Edgar Cayce was what's called a medical intuitive. I am too, okay? And you want to back up medical intuitiveness with science. So what he did, there actually was an Indian doctor tried many years ago to try to create the so-called Edgar Cayce iodine. He prophesied that at a time of the end of regular secondary human history, it would become extremely important to save the population from very dangerous things. Super pathogens and plagues, mitochondrial apocalypse, where people's mitochondria around the world are failing from electropollution and halide toxins, and radiotoxins, which are being released by nuclear reactors all over the planet. Fukushima Daiichi, for example, is many thousands of times worse than Chernobyl. And remember, the Bible said that it was the Chernobyl name in Ukrainian and Russian is called wormwood, which is right in the Bible about one-third of the oceans will be poisoned by wormwood. Now, we use fluoridated, chlorinated, brominated pesticides right now, and they're also feminizing. So they're feminizing everything from people to animals to even alligators. And so there's three properties, and I want to repeat this for people that haven't heard it before. Nutridyne, number one, will generate new mitochondria, because if you don't have the monatomic form, you can't stimulate the process to transcribe the DNA to actually make more mitochondria. That's number one. So it's mitochondrial genesis. Number two, it displaces all the other halides, which are feminizing you and interfering with normal thyroid function, because T4 is not a hormone. And so when people get levothyroxin, which is synthetic, or some other synthetic hormone, or even the natural T4, it is not a hormone until it has a 5' deiodinase to remove the iodine in the 5' position. Now, if you remove it in the 5 position, it's an anti-hormone. it actually will extend your metabolism by lowering it to the point where you could put someone into suspended animation. Everybody who's obese, everybody who's diabetic, everybody who has low metabolic rates and low core body temperature, you'll find they have elevated reverse thyroid hormone and low core temperature. Okay? So the first thing, it reverses hypothyroidism, which is basically a mitochondrial dysfunction. Because the primary mineral that regulates your mitochondria is the monoatomic form of iodine. Now, your body can make a little bit of it, but not very well. And you need seven minerals. You need, in order to deiodinate thyroid, you need a monoatomic form of iodine, which your body has a very poor capacity to do so, and six other minerals that are in our Minerals Plus and our Vitamin Mineral Max. So if you take Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, you have the albumin protein amino acid chelate, and we also recommend you take Forest Colon, which is Coleus Forest Coleae, to do that. Now, the third thing, which is the most significant, is we have super plagues. Right now we have the H3N2 swine flu. We're going to have the avian flu in the next few weeks striking us. And the big daddy that's really scared about, that each year keeps on getting more deadly, and when you have a flu plague of some kind or another pathogen, what happens is as its lethality drops, its infectivity increases. So there's a sweet spot where a pathogen, say, drops from, say, 90% lethal, it'll kill you in a day, and doesn't infect people very well at all because it also can't spread, to drops to, say, 10% lethal, but 90% infective in just breathing beside somebody. So the H3N2 bug that was spread all over the country this year to every state, that had a significant drop in lethality, but an increase in infectivity that was insane. The number of what we call inocula, a virus, you didn't need to cough on someone, you just need to breathe beside them. Now, Edgar Cayce saw this intuitively and saw in the future where super plagues were going to kill a lot of people. Now, 100 years ago, my grandmother lost a brother, sister. And her brother also wanted to hold his sister before they closed the coffin and put her in the ground. And the next week, they buried him, too. So you got to understand what's coming. And we have Candida auris, which was discovered a year and a half ago in Japan, which is now spread to America. We have H7N9, which is going to come back with the Chinese winter return from the Chinese New Year, which started the day after my birthday on February 16th. We have bioweapons that people like Iran, who are now saber-rattling to go to war with Israel and America, because remember, Israel is just the 51st state. They just don't go to vote unless they're also dual American citizens. And a good chunk of the Israeli populations are also Americans, too, by the way. People don't know that. They come from states like... Yeah, a lot of them are dual American, or they're dual, Israeli and Russian. So there's a lot of Russian citizens that actually are Israeli citizens as well. The danger comes with rogue nations that decide that they have the bioprepared bioweapons like Iran and Syria, and the war right now is impending. So our generals are now scrambling to see if they can get a peace accord. We also have North Korea that doesn't just have nuclear weapons. They can deliver biological or scalar weapons with their missiles. And I've had guys from CENTCOM, I have contacts still now inside the Pentagon and so on. So when I talk to people, then you know I'm just not another broadcaster on this or any other network. I have continuing contacts with inside the deep state of what's going on, okay? And also knowledge, I worked in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter with the Reserve Admiral John Hughes as a point man with the federal government, the FBI and CDC, and in the late 90s, and Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. And we re-met again in 2001, 6 months before 9/11. I met with the FEMA director, as well as the head of infectious disease, and the FBI and CDC directors. And I asked them, I like to, as I say, my name is Norwegian Deagle. I like to axe them some questions. Because Deagle's not Mr. Passive. Now, a lot of people get offended by that. Tough friggin' nut. I'm your big brother, and I'm going to find out the friggin' truth, and I'm going to tell you what's right, which is why I tell people straight up. And I'm hoping... Now, and I'm seeing a lot of the stuff, for example, that Donald Trump's doing about guns. He needs to not just have better background checks. He needs a pre-crime institute to catch information across the state. And if somebody's on a drug or whatever. But the same thing with pathogens. I have a way of screening. We can use a Metapathia Hunter machine at any airport or port of entry, an airport or a seaport or whatever, or across the border. And it can scan you for the harmonic resonance of a pathogen. Now, most people aren't going to realize that by the time you get a PCR test positive, you've already spread to dozens of more people. And if you try to do a forensics to follow them, we did all this stuff on computer simulations with a so-called person coming in from Cairo, Egypt, to to Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, and our study, we did it on simulation, spread to 90 countries in 90 days and killed over 94 million Americans.
Wow.
So you got to understand here, people, Neutrodyne is amazing. It will resurrect your thyroid after, say, Hashimoto's, it burns your thyroid out. It will kill off pathogens. It'll detox you from the halides that are going to turn you from a little boy to a little goy, which is part girl. Don't want to turn into a goy, do you? People on Neutrodyne now that have reversed their hypothyroidism, and there's, for every person has Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Graves' disease, where they have hyperthyroidism, which is really bad, and you look at long-acting thyroid stimulator, they can make the fat behind their eyeballs push their eye forward. But for every person that has Hashimoto's, which is really freaking common, it takes 14 years on average, although it can be less or more, maybe 6 months to 2 or 3 years, up to 14 years, to go from the thyrotoxic phase where your thyroid's cycling every so many hours and you go, I'm panicking, my heart's racing like a rabbit, as your gland is being attacked, okay? And you can actually feel it in their neck, their gland is tender. You do an ultrasound, you can see a soft, non-nodular form of the thyroid. If you measure their thyroid molecules and their temperature, you'll see they've got really high levels of T3 being dumped. So the body is actually, and remember, it's the autonomic nervous system and these other minerals that are important for the deiodination, and each compartment is separate. So you can have people have panic disorder, depression. You have people whose appetite's completely wiped out by the thyrotoxic surge because they're going through the early phases of Hashimoto's. But for every person that has Hashimoto's, there's 50 to 100 people that have type 2 hypothyroidism. And that way, these people have a metabolism 25 to 40% below normal. Their reverse thyroid hormone's elevated. You can see them getting fat on a 500-calorie diet a day. If you say, that's not possible, that's not math. I'm saying, you know what? You don't understand. I had two master's-level dietitians in my office in Calgary, Alberta, in the 80s, and we actually had people weighing down to the how many grams of food they ate, and these people basically could get fat on breathing oxygen. Almost.
Wow.
I mean, I had people that were actually getting fat on 500 calories a day. Okay, and we actually did everything, and their core temperature was just shot. So I brought the test from Germany for reverse thyroid hormone. Now, if you want to reverse see your T3 drop, which you can do in tests now, that test I brought to in North America was the head of pathology at the University of Calgary. We did the primary research, just like I did the primary research in mercury. So the two centers for mercury testing and amalgams in the teeth is the University of Calgary, because the work I did with Dr. Vimy, who was later used by Hal Huggins to sue the state of Colorado, and the European Dental Association to block the use of mercury completely across 27 nations in Europe, was my work, okay, with Dr. Vimy and later other doctors. And I got a hell of a lot of persecution. They threatened to pull my license for even giving them equations and helping use a doing tooth amalgam microcurrent analysis to show when you grind your teeth together, you get a piezoelectric crystal. And it actually increases the voltages to cause the vapor trail above the tooth. Okay? But, of course, most doctors don't know any chemistry, quantum physics, stereochemistry, inorganic materials, toxic stuff, intermediate metabolism, or genetics. They know squat. Okay?
So what does that do when it you said it crystallizes? What does that do? How's that?
Which crystallizes?
You said when you grind your teeth, it
doesn't... When you squeeze your teeth, the enamel or the tooth itself is a piezoelectric crystal, so it increases voltages, especially if you have a 2 or 3 metal. If, let's say, you have in your mouth gold, plus you also have 2 other metals as amalgams like mercury, silver, you got a 3-metal complex, and you can have a crown on one tooth, and it'll create a circuit across your mouth, and you can actually measure the vapor cloud in parts per million of mercury above the tooth surface. We did this research 38 years ago, okay? I'm a world-class expert on this and also what's called immunotoxicology and how heavy metals, adjuvants, stealth pathogens can trigger off autoimmunity and cancer. And you can measure things like ENOS2 proteins and anti-cancer markers that we can now measure that can show you, and I actually can extract the quantum frequency resonant of your cancer and show you which bones it's gone to by using a Kesey Enterprises microcircuit analyzer in picovolts and microamps. And I'm the first in the world to do that. Nobody else has done it or published or talked about it. First.
That's remarkable.
Right. So you got to understand, when I say stuff, and you hear other knuckleheads out there thinking that they know even a tiny fraction of what I know, it's disgusting. For example, if you ask any endocrinologist, do you ever measure T4 to see if it has fluoride, chloride, or bromide displacing iodine? They've never even thought of it. You have ask them, you ask your primary doctor, because it's available at LabCorp, and Quest to do RT3, a free reverse thyroid hormone test. They scratch their head and say, well, what's that? And they have to go back and Google it. The research that I've done that's now 40 years old. Okay?
Do they even have the capability to test for the fluorinated and chlorinated T4s?
Sure they can. It's called dual coupled nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. You have to draw the blood, ion exchange resin to pull off the T4, and then you put it through a dual coupled nuclear spectroscopy. Neurochemist, you know how that works. And you hit it with a proton beam, with a neutron beam, and that neutron beam, when it hits it, causes it to resonate at the specific resonant frequency of the mineral, and you can tell if it's iodine or chloride or bromide. Okay, Dr. Shade's lab can measure the heavy metals, and you can also measure for the what's called harmonic resonant displacers of iodine in the T3 molecule, which is the key lock and key for your crystallography of your mitochondria that actually generate all the high energy ATP and NADH in your cells. Now, a lot of docs have either skipped that class or never even understood it, and there's a lot more to it. So if you, even the endocrinologists don't fully understand it, I do. And it's not trying to be arrogant. I ask more questions than any rational human being should ask anybody. That's why I'm not 66 year old. I've asked enough questions to be 660 years old. Okay? Now, I'm not arrogant when people say, well, you're just arrogant. No, it's called talented. Just like if you're talented, let's say you got playing computers and musical instruments or whatever, I'm talented and I'm driven, and I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. I do not play with mental blocks. So if I tell you I can fix your thyroid, whether you've got Graves hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism, which is really common, or if you're going through a thyrotoxic crisis because you're now your thyroid gland's being attacked by your own antibodies because maybe you got a bad tooth with a root infection and it's triggering off homologous immune antibodies and your T lymphocytes are going nuts and killing your thyroid gland and your thyroid is now swollen, so we do an ultrasound to look for cystic lesions or solid lesions, a spiral thin section CT scan and a PET scan within 48 hours to see if that lesion is hot on the PET scan. If it is, you need an ultrasound-directed needle biopsy and an electron microscopy karyotype analysis by a pathologist that's an expert on thyroid cancer in case you get a phalloides or some cancer, because it'll spread like a wildfire and kill you. Now, do you think the average doctor picks up on this? No. They'll give somebody an anxiolytic like Valium or Xanax and say, hey, or you take this and we'll see you later. And their heart's racing like a rabbit because, and then we have a cardiac arrest. If it gets real bad and they got electrolyte problems like hyponatremia, they can actually have a cardiac arrest from the thyroid surge.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people who take Synthroid medication, how does the Neutrodyne formula help with that?
Well, you don't take Synthroid. You want to take mitothyroid, which is the actual glandular thyroid. That it contains all the different molecules. It contains T4, T3, reverse T3. It contains T2, et cetera. And it has also the other cofactors that help your body to deiodinate properly. And you need to take the Minerals Plus for scolin. And, of course, the Neutrodyne is really important when you take mitothyroid, which has thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus, because your thyroid stimulating hormone comes from the brain. But the thyroid stimulating hormone is controlled by a thing called thyrotropin releasing hormone, TRH. And the TRH is controlled by your pineal. If your pineal is calcifying because you had fluoridated water for the last 20 years, you're not going to release TSH. You're going to have a flat TSH. Your core body temperature is going to be low, and you're going to look at the brain if you do a CT scan and say, oh, my gosh, your brain is calcifying. That's because you've been drinking fluoridated water. Wow. Have a nice day. And, by the way, that's the connection from your physical body to your soul, is your pineal.
Mm.
The cord of living waters is called in the Bible.
So I have a friend that takes Synthroid, and she was wondering if, you know, taking Neutrodyne could possibly replace that. Is that something that...
Some people will try that, and if you have borderline hypothyroidism over a year, 6 months to 2 years, it'll actually, your thyroid will grow and it'll grow back. I usually recommend, depending on how the test is, if you get a test, and she should consult me. I would order the test or ask her to do it with her doctor, because it could be covered by insurance, and do that test, including free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and HS or high sensitivity TSH, and do a temperature chart to see if she's hypothermic before her muscles twitch in the morning and she gets up to go to the bathroom, and measure either a gerothermal alcohol thermometer or a digital pregnancy thermometer. And then what you do is you take our mitothyroid, 2 capsules in the morning. You may need to repeat it if they're significantly hypo, and you need to take all these other things like, you know, Minerals Plus,
right,
Coleus Forskolia or Forskolin, and again, the metathyroid contains thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. And then I usually will recommend to seal the gland, you use to stop it if it's inflamed, topical creams, pregnenolone and curcumin cream over the neck of the inflamed glands, and immune modulators like Nutrimune 26Y and others that we use to calm the gland down, like Cell Defense Plus, curcumin, and stop free radicals, gamma E plus, cell detox, glutathione, and ultrathione B1 to turn off the single oxygen hydroperoxy nitroperoxy radical, because the gland's on fire. And once it goes out, the fire goes out, your gland crashes, and then you have to resurrect it. So we use stem cell support therapy. But it'll come back, but you can't just go and switch and take Nutridyne alone. You need to take other stuff with it. But Nutridyne's key. Edgar Cayce saw it. He saw the future, and the future is now.
Quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love. NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.